Al Gore urges Democrat candidates to run on the Green New Deal. By Amy Furr on December 13, 2019. Democrats should run on the radical Green New Deal, former Vice President Al Gore told Politico recently. The climate change activist said the proposed legislation was a broad brushstroke, bold proclamation, the details of which are designed to be filled in later, according to the outlet's Friday edition of Morning Energy. Gore noted that he believes the Democrat president would make climate change and health care top priorities for their administration. Conventional wisdom on this point is correct in my experience. You have to pick two or three priorities and emphasize them when the mandate from the election is fresh and push as hard as you can as quickly as you can, Gore said. Gore also claimed that he has seen small shifts in Republican views regarding the so-called climate issue. We're not that far away from a restoration of bipartisan support, particularly since Mother Nature is getting everybody's attention with these fires and floods and hurricanes, he said. However, a study published in February by the American Action Forum, AAF, said the Green New Deal could cost somewhere between $51 and $93 trillion over the next 10 years. In January, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, hit back at critics who said the deal would be outrageously expensive and claimed that the world will end in 12 years if climate change is not addressed. She commented, "I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up. And we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is, how are we going to pay for it? And, like, this is the war, this is our World War II." Wednesday, Gore praised 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg on Twitter after she was named Time's 2019 Person of the Year. However, President Trump's former science advisor, Dr. William Happer, told Breitbart News last week that global warming and climate change were both a scam. The article continued. He described how he first spotted the nature of the scam during the Clinton era, when he was briefly director of the Department of Energy's Office of Science before being sacked by Vice President Al Gore. Gore didn't like the way Happer was asking so many inconvenient questions about his friend's supposed climate research projects. When asked if he thought Gore knew it was a scam or if he truly believed in it, Happer said, "You know, I've asked myself that question many times. I've met him once or twice. I still don't know what the answer is. It has been very profitable for him, so he's a very wealthy man," he concluded.